Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hello. Pretty good. I just sent you the email.
I see it.
Go ahead and look at that.
But there is no picture. There is called Charity Food. Please input a city, state, zip code where you wish to fund all.
No, everything stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
So start from that point. You understand?
I'm just coming to your donation page.
Let me go there. Everything else is going to stay the same. Let me go there.
Please.
Hold on. Okay, so the picture, Food Pantry Direct, that's going to stay. The picture of the three girls.
Mm-hmm.
Will stay, and then my information.
Then your information in Charity Food underneath there?
Yeah, all that I sent you.
Where is
like
right
that.
Where is right now? Please type the city, state, and zip code. I can put there.
What now?
Charity Food.
No, just do it the way I sent you.
Like where? In donor card information here?
It's in the email that I sent you.
Yeah, you sent me an email, sir. But there
and I inputted everything in there the way that I wanted.
There is called.
Don't
please.
You see? let me go there. Okay. It says here is what I need, right?
Yeah.
Make all the letters larger.
Okay.
Okay, then you start with the picture.
Yeah.
And then the picture where they say give.
Yeah.
And then start from Charity for Food.
Yeah.
And put everything underneath that the way I have it.
All right. What you
now
send
put
me.
The, well, okay, let me go through it. Input here, that's where they're going to put the city, state, and zip code. Okay?
So there is like, please type the city, state, and zip code like that. Or I am...
Yeah, I said please input the city, state, zip code. I'm telling you that.
So how I can know about your city, state, and zip code? You can provide me that.
No. You're funny.
No. Basically,
I'm telling the donor, the person giving the money.
Okay.
Please input your city, state, and zip code.
All right.
Where you wish to fund all the... Yeah, and then input here is where they're going to put that information.
All right. Can you see that donor card information? First of all, we're talking about that, okay? Then we move, go. Okay?
Well, the credit card information is at the bottom of that email.
Yeah. So you can just, this city, state, and zip code, like to another form. You want another form.
I don't know what you're talking about. Do I want to add what?
Like you want another form.
Do I want to add another form?
Yeah.
No, just build the page the way I type it there.
Okay.
That shouldn't be that hard to understand.
I understand. All right. So I just understand
right
now.
Yeah, see that? Now let's go through it. So input here, they're going to put the city, state, and zip code, or the name of the pantry.
All right.
Then the next part, they're going to put all their information in and put boxes for that.
Where?
Under input here. You see I have first, last, email, phone number, address, city, state, zip code, county, country.
Yeah.
You see all that?
Yeah, I have right now that all.
Yeah, you just have to scroll down. And I want all those in boxes evenly spread out. By the way, at the top of that, above first name and last name, put donor's information.
Donor's information.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so,
then, you know, then put a line under that and then list all that information within boxes. They'll fill it in within a box.
In a box. So in a donor card information, there's first name. All right. Underneath donor's.
No. Exactly the way. Oh, boy. Eddie, this isn't hard to understand.
Yeah.
Then they're going to select the amount, but put the amount across all those amounts, not down. It'll take up too much room. Put 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 horizontally. You know what I'm saying?
All right. 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, that's all.
1,000, 500 and 1,000.
500 and
1,000. All the way across. Yeah, horizontally across. And then custom amounts below that, just like it is on the page. And then we're going to go to credit card information. And that's where you're going to do all that. And then put them in boxes and drop downs for what months. You know, do they want to do it one time? They want to do it monthly? The card. Some of this didn't come through right, but you would have card, then e-check, then PayPal in a drop-down box.
I can't understand.
Okay, under credit debit card information.
Yeah.
Frequency, and then you're going to have a space in there, and then drop-down box. So say one-time donation or monthly. Yeah.
I see that.
And then payment method will be a drop down. Card, pay by card, e-check, PayPal.
All right. So you want me to say that you want, like, there is one more drop down, which is called card, PayPal, and etc. Right?
E-check. Yeah.
All right.
And then card number, and then card number, and then across from that, CVV. Code, and then the month and a drop down, and the year and a drop down.
All. So, what about that donor card information?
Wait a second. Oh, maybe I didn't put that away. Well, no, I've got it right there. Card number. Right?
Yeah.
And then the next one will give the CVV code, and then the expiration be month and year. So that's all there. And then submit payment.
Yeah. So when someone someone is like donate you something, just listen to me. So they can put their in the card information. Where is donor card information? Credit card information. There's his name, okay. His account number.
Yeah, just how you see all that, how you see it there.
Yeah. There's a
bank. Put everything in boxes.
All
I say drop down. Everything should be in boxes.
Everything in a
frequency would be in a box, then a drop down. Payment method would be in a box, then a drop down. Card number in a box. You know, and month and year in a drop down in a box. Everything should be in boxes.
Everything should be in boxes. It's like difficult to understand me, basically.
What's that?
This is like difficult to understand me. Basically, you have mobile.
Have what?
You have mobile. A phone.
Do I have a phone?
Yeah.
For the donor?
No. Your phone, your personal phone, your camera.
Oh, you want my book? I don't need to put that on there.
No. I want you have phone, right?
Yeah, look at the bottom of the page, 563-343-2200.
No, sir. I just ask you, you have a mobile phone.
Yes, yes.
All right. So you can just draw a diagram.
I don't know how to draw a diagram on a phone.
No,
you don't know what I'm saying?
On a paper.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me do that. Then how do I get it to you?
Just email me, screenshot it, and add the picture in attachment and send it to me.
Okay, so you're not understanding what I'm saying then.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Okay, let me see what I can do.
All right. I'm just waiting for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, fine.